I'm trying the traditional plant-based food from around the world, and these are fermented flatbreads from Ethiopia.
Let's make injera.
It all begins like any good sourdough bread, with a starter culture. And this one is made with teff flour, the world's tiniest grain. Give it a name and leave it to ferment until it looks like this. Now get rid of the excess water, then you're ready to kickstart the main batch. By mixing the starter with more teff flour and fresh water, you'll create a firm batter that is added back to a jar and topped with some extra water for a protective seal.
And in the meantime, you can feed your leftover starter with extra flour and water and store it in the fridge until next time.
After 2 days, it's ready to go. There's just one more crucial step for injera's success. Heating some of the fermented batter will turn it into a gelatinized texture that will later help to cook the injera to perfection, a process called upseed. Whisk it back in with enough water for a batter like this and leave it to rest for a final time. After mixing in salt, you can finally cook the injera by pouring the batter into a pan and watching the iconic bubbles appear. Use a lid to steam it through and check out the incredible spongy texture and structure. Then they're ready to be topped with a range of lentil and chickpea stews, collard greens, steamed veg, and bright salads for an authentic Ethiopian platter that will make your taste buds sing.
Wunderbar!